Vayter in Shas. We're in Daf Yud, picking up on Tesama Beis, by the bottom of the page, by the Mishnah. So we're going to see a Mishnah today, a Gemara that follows, that goes through a couple back and forths in the Machlokas, and then there'll be a lot of Drushas and Agarata. First, a little bit of a timeline brought to you by Uncle Art, that we know that there's 39 years that we had the Mishkan that was in the desert. And when you had the Mishkan that was in the desert, the Bamos were also, you're not allowed to have your own personal Karbanos that were being brought on Obama, only stuff in the Mishkan. Then, when they went into the Yardin, they're 14 years in Gilgal, and whatever they had built over there was considered a Bama Gedola, and therefore Bama Kitanas were mutter, depending on what you were allowed to be brought from the previous Mishnah, as we saw. Then we had the Mishkan in Shiloh, which was for 369 years. Full Mishkan status and small Bamas then become Usser. Shiloh gets destroyed, and then the Mishkan is built in Nov and in Givon, 57 years. Small Bamas during that time is Mutter. Then we have the Beis HaMikdash was built, and once the Beis HaMikdash is built, all Bamas become Usser. Sorry about that. Now let's just jump into the Mishnah itself. Ein bin Shiloh liYerushalayim, ela shebishiloh ochem kochem kalim u'maiser sheini b'chol haroeh, and Yerushalayim lufnim min achoma, which means that when we had what was built in Yerushalayim, I mean, I was built in Mishkan, in Shiloh, what was the difference? That when it comes to Shiloh, that you can eat kachim kalim, different types of karbanos that are known as kachim, of kachim kalim and kachim kachim. So kachim kalim are allowed to be eaten in, and something that's called Meiser Sheni. As we know, that the first year, second year, fourth year, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, it's split up into 7 years Shemitah. We have the first three, the next three, and then seven. So it's one, two, then three, four, five, then six. Right, so 1 and 2 is Meiser Sheni, and 3 is Meiser Ani, and then 4 and 5 is Meiser Sheni, and 6 is Meiser Ani, where you take off and you bring the food to Yerushalayim and you eat it in Yerushalayim. So, in reference to Kachem Kalim and Meiser Sheni, which has to be in Yerushalayim, during the times of Shiloh, you can eat B'chol HaRoeh. It means as long as you're able to see the Mishkan in Shiloh, then you're good, you're allowed to eat it, and you're allowed to Meiser Sheni. However, Yerushalayim, it's got to be Lefnim and Nechoma, it's got to be within the walls of Yerushalayim. Even if you could see it further than that, you're not allowed to have it, it's got to be within the walls. V'kan, v'kan, but by both of them, Kachi Kachim, Nechalim, Lefnim, and Nechoim, Kachi Kachim, when it deals with a higher level of Kachim, that's got to be even within the curtains. What does it mean within the curtains? They used to, at one point there was curtains and there was a wall, so that means it's got to be within the Beis HaMikdash area. Kedusha Shiloh, beep, turn the page. Yesh acharei heter, that means while it's around, you can't be using any of them bummas. But once it's destroyed, then, Yudam and Aleph, yesh acharei heter. Once it's destroyed, then you're allowed to use bummas back again. Kedusha Yerushalayim, ein acharei heter. When it comes to Kedusha of Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim comes into play, bummas become also to be used even after it's no longer there. It still has the concept of its Kedusha, and therefore no bummas. Now we jump into this discussion. Rav Yitzchak is going to say that maybe he's going to argue on that. Then he's going to retract, interestingly. But then we're going to see that it's actually a machlokas tanoim, and we're going to see it from a few different places. Rav Yitzchak, Shamati Shemakrivim, I heard Shemakrivim Bebeis Chonyo Bazman Hazeh. He says that I heard that you're allowed to go ahead. You're allowed to bring karbanos and Beis Chonyo. Beis Chonyo knows what? What is that? We know that there was a Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol. He had a son. And his son ended up, unfortunately, having getting kicked out. He had to end up in Mitzrayim. But nonetheless, he built something called Beis Chonyo. And when he built Beis Chonyo, which was his name, he used to bring karbonos over there. So he's saying, I heard the Bezmana nowadays, meaning after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to bring in Beis Chonyo, even though once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now that's against what the Mishnah just said. All right, so now there's two things that come out of this. Number one, Kasavar Beis Chonyo, Lav Beis Avodah Zarah, Hitz Machlokas. In Menachos, whether or not he did Avodah Zarah or wasn't Avodah Zarah. So number one, he seems to be saying that Kutzavar, that place is not Avodah Zarah. And number two, Kutzavar, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'lo Kitcha L'Asad Lavo. The Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha that it had, was only L'Shaita, only during that time. But not L'Asad Lavo, not once it's destroyed. The Chesev is a Pasuk says, Ki lo basem ad ata ela menucha ve'lenacha. Pasuk says that you didn't come to the resting place and to the inheritance. And we break it down. Menucha zu Shiloh. That's talking about Shiloh. Nachla zu Yerushalayim. So we have a hekesh one to the other. Makesh nachla menucha. Ma menucha yeshachare heter. Just like menucha referencing Shiloh has a heter afterwards. It's destroyed. You're allowed to use bamos. So af nachla yeshachare heter. So too nachla also has a heter afterwards. Now, Amrle Amart. They said to Rav Yitzchak, did you really say that? Amalahu, lo, right? Because he's going against our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says that the Yerushalayim, once it's destroyed, it still has the Kedusha. But over here, he seems to be saying that it lost its kedusha. So they're asking, did you really say such a thing? He said, no, 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 I didn't. I didn't say it. Amar Rav Ahalukim, that's in the Lashon of Shavua. He says, I swear to you that he did say it. Amra. Ugmir no law, I mean, I actually learned it from him. Well, my time ago, why did he switch it? Why did he go back on it? He showed him Kushya to Rabbi Mari because of Rav Mari's question. The most of Rabbi Mari, Mari came and he asked Akasha, Kedusha Shili Shechere Heter, Kedusha Shushalayim, Eina Chere Heter. So he said that we have a first Mishnah that says that once Yerushalayim is destroyed, don't think that you have a Heter anymore. You have a Heter now, so you go and use things to tell us it's the original Kedusha. Va'otanan. We have another Mishnah in Zvachim, which says, "Mishabayu Yerushalayim nesu abamas v'lohi yulahem od heter v'hi hoisa lenachala." When Yerushalayim was when they came to Yerushalayim, then all the bamas became aser, and they didn't have a heter anymore. And that was what it means by nachala, that now it has its kedusha, and even after it gets destroyed. So he retracted his statement. However, even though that happened, okay, period, full stop. Now we're going to see, though, although he did retract it, there actually is a machlokas tanaim. So first we're going to start to see that maybe it's a machlokas of one person against himself, and then we're going to say it's trait tanoi, a libet to Rabbi Shmuel, I think it is, and then we're going to say, no, 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 really, it's a mistake, it's a misquote, it's somebody else, but it is a machlokas tanaim. Let's take a look and see what the machlokas is. Tanoi hi, the tanaim, we learned in a mishnah, mishnah in edius, I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, and it's going to be Rabbi Eliezer versus Rabbi Yehoshua. So he says, Shamati kishayu bonim b'heichal. I heard that when they were going and building the heichal, this is in the Bayi Sheni, osin kloim leheichal kloim lazara, they put up curtains by the areas where they were building the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting. So they're building it in a way that these are going to be temporary walls, so they actually build the walls. The only difference is, elisha b'heichal bonim mibachutz, in the heichal they would build the wall around the curtains, that they put the curtains right up to the border of the area that's going to be used, and they built on the outside, and so they could build on the outside. So you shouldn't be going inside there. Ubazar, but in the courtyard, so you could build with it from the inside of the courtyard. So what he seen nonetheless, seemingly, that when Ezra came up and they're rebuilding it, that they needed to do this in order to actually make it have Kedusha again, because it doesn't have Kedusha. Rabbi Shua, Bishua says, Shamati, I heard, Shemakrivim, hold on, where is this? Rabbi Yeshua says that Shamati, I heard Shemakrivim Afal Pishein Bias. They are makriv, even if there's no bias, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Still, Oklim Kachi Kachim Afal Pishein Kloim, and you can eat Kachi Kachim, even though there's no Kloim, you just have to be in that area. And Kachim Kalim Maisa Sheni Afal Pishein Chom, even though there's no wall, you can have that also. But Pnei Shekadusha Rishona, Kachila Shaita, Vikachila Asad Lava. So it sounds like that Kedusha continues on. Rabbi Eliezer seems to be saying not, Rabbi Yeshua says that it does. So it's just a machlokas tanaim. Now the Gemara says, Lav Michlal, you gotta throw in the word over there. Lav Michlal, the Rabbi Eliezer Sava Lokachila Asad Lava? Doesn't that imply that Rabbi Eliezer was the first one saying that it's not lasid lavo, and that's why they go ahead and build the walls over there, and therefore we have a machlokas tanayim. Amalei Ravina Ravashi says, Mimai, who says, Lav Navka, Dilma the Kuliyama Kedusha Rishona Kitcha Lashaita Kitcha Lasid Lavo. Really, maybe everybody agrees that it has Kedusha, it's full on Kedusha. Like our Mishnah said, against Rav Yitzchak, Umar, my Deshmiel Lekamar, and one says what he had heard, Umar, my Deshmiel Lekamar, he said what he heard. So the Gemara says, well, v'chitem eklayim le'Rabbi Eliezer lamali. If you want to say v'chitem eklayim le'Rabbi Eliezer lamali, and if you'll ask, then why does Rabbi Eliezer say you need klayim? Why does he have to go and put up curtains if it doesn't need to be re-sanctified? Seemingly putting up the curtains is like a re-sanctification. Answer is, no, let's see Yusuf Alma. The only reason why he did this is for its sneeze purposes, but really, he wouldn't have to put it up in order for it to have the Kedusha. So, at this stage, we don't have a raya that's the Machlokas Tanaim. So the Gemara says, no, Eliki Hai Tanaim. It's like the following the Braisa, the Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanaim, we went to the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yishmol b'Rabbi Yossi. And this is going to be a bit problematic, the one that I mentioned before. We're going to see Rabbi Yishmol against himself, and then we're going to say it's Trei Tanaim Alibid Rabbi Yishmol. Or we're going to say that the second one wasn't actually Rabbi Yishmol b'Rabbi Yossi, somebody else. The Tanya, I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. Lama manu chachamim is elu. Why did chachamim come along and specify and spell out these particular cities? There's a Mishnah in Erechim. It gives a whole list of different cities that were Mukafas Choma from Yehoshua bin Nun. And therefore, it has the halacha of Batei Arechoma, as we learned in the past. Places that are sold within walled cities, you have 1 year to redeem it. And if not, then you don't get it back. As opposed to if there are not walled cities, then you can redeem it at any time. So now we say that when we give a list, it only gives a certain amount. Why did they give only a particular amount? she'alu b'nei agola matzus eilu v'kitchen, because when they came up at the time of Ezra, the b'nei agola, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they found these cities, and they were mekadesh, these particular cities. Aval rishonos batlu mishabatla aretz. But the first ones, they lost their kedusha when the land was batel. Alma kasavar kedusha rishona kitchel l'shaita v'lo kitchel l'savavim. We see therefore what the Rishon Bar Yossi must hold, that it only was at the time, but once the basin was destroyed, it loses kedusha to re-sanctify it. So we see that there are those that say that it doesn't hold on its status. That is Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. That goes against our Mishnah, and we could even maybe say the Rishonim deal with why does Rabbi Yitzchak say he holds like him. But anyway, the point is that we see there's another opinion. Now, within that, we get into a bit of a problem, because we seem to say Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi doesn't really say that. Or Aminu. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, v'chi elu b'vad hayu? Were these the only cities that had walls from the times of Yeshua ben Nun? V'lo kfar nemar shishim ir kol chevel argov. Didn't say there were 60 cities, the tile area of Argov. Uksiv, and the pasuk says kol eila arim b'tzuris chol megavoa. They had these very massive walls. So what do you see? There are a lot of cities that were times of Yeshua ben Nun. Ela lama manu chacham. Why did they only say these ones? Kishalu b'nei agola matzu elu v'kitchum. Because when they came up, they found these cities, and they are mekadesh them. Frakta Gemara, Kitchum? What do you mean they mekadesh them? They were mekadesh them, they made them holy again. Beep, turn the page. You don't have a base. I'm sorry, Kitchum, Hashta? They only did it now. Ha'amri lo tzuchu kiddushe. But we say that it doesn't need to be mekadesh, as we're going to see in a moment in the Braisa, that it spells that they don't have to be. Ela matzu es elu umenom. What they did is they found them and they just counted them, but they didn't actually have to go ahead and be mekadesh them. And that's now finished the Braisa where it says it. Velo elu bovad. And not only these ones are considered like walled cities. Ela kol shetailu lecha masoris biyotcha mevasecha shemekavas chomer Yeshua ben Nun. Anything that you can find that was mekavas chomer that you have as a masorah that was mekavas chomer from Yeshua ben Nun, the kol mitzvos halal nogim, but all the mitzvos apply to it. Because it doesn't lose its kedusha. So now we have ourselves a kasha, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, because one Rabbi Yishmael says that it does lose its sanctity, another one says it doesn't lose its sanctity. What's going on? It says, Gemara, three Tanai lead Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. There's two Tanayim, a lead Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. So really, it is a machlokas Tanayim about whether or not the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, once it's destroyed, it continues or it doesn't. If you buy same, another answer is no. Ha, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Amar. The latter Breisa, the Breisa we just brought, this last one, was actually Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, who said it. And it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we have a machlokas tonight. The Tanya, as we learned in a Breisa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Amar, Asher lo choma, that it has to hit a wall, and it's spelt an interesting way, even though it can be pronounced another way, Asher lo, that it has to hit a wall, meaning we can read it like it has. Also, Lamed Aleph, if it doesn't have, meaning even if it doesn't, it's like it does. Meaning, Alpha Pisha, even though it doesn't have right now, but it had beforehand, it's still considered like it has Kedusha. Period. End of discussion. So we had our Mishnah that said that Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim came into action, we have what was built over there, and then it continues forever, and you're not allowed to do bummus anymore. That's our Mishnah. Rabbi Yitzchak said, not like that, and then he retracted, although he did retract. We do have people that said, like his opinion, though, that, and then we see it's a machlokas tanoim, whether or not the Kedusha continues or it doesn't continue. Period. Full stop. Next. Ideas that we work into drushes. Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. Amar Rabbi Elazar v'itam Rabbi Yochanan. Dover ze masoris b'yadeinu me'anshe kenes ha'gedola. We have a tradition for anshe kenes ha'gedola. Kol makom shenemar vayhi. Anytime it says vayhi, einu ela loshen tsar. It is a loshen of pain. Bad things are about to happen. Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. Hava haman bu. Vayhi b'mei shvot ha'shoftim. Was at the time of judging the judges. And what happened? Hava ra'av. Right after there was a famine. That's talking about, it's in Rus. First passing Rus. Vayhi ki heichel ha'odom l'rov. And it was that when man started becoming more on the land, pasuk in Bereishis, vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'asaretz, and ra'asa adam, and Hashem saw that man was doing bad stuff. Vayhi benasa mikedem. Also, it was that when they went to the east, it says hava nivna lanu ir, and they said, let's build a city. So it's talking about the Tower of Bavel, Migdal Bavel, also bad. Vayhi b'mei Amraphel, was the days of Amraphel. Asu milchama, they had a war. Vayhi b'yosi Yoshua b'yericho, it was when Yoshua was in Yericho. V'charbo shulfa b'yado, and then it says that the Malachim, and he had a sword in his hand. Vayhi Hashem es Yoshua, and Hashem was with Yoshua. Vayim alu b'nei Yisrael, and b'nei Yisrael were over on Me'ila, which is taking things they're not supposed to take after they go ahead and they went to war. Yeshua said, don't take anything over there. I think it was Achan who came along and he took it. Was bad, bad news. Vahi ish echad min harumasayim from Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel, right in the beginning. Ki eschana ahev v'Hashem sagar achma. Hashem loved Chana, but he closed Hor Rechem. She couldn't have children. So we see bad. Vahi kasher zokin Shmuel, when Shmuel got old, v'lo holchu banav k'bidrachav, and his children didn't go in his ways. Vayehi David l'chol drachav maskil, and David was successful in all of his ways. Vayehi Shaul, Oyin is David, and Shaul was checking him out, and that's when he was very jealous of him. Vayehi ki yoshav ha-melech v'beisom, when David was sitting in his house, rak atah lo sivnei bayis, and he was told, you're not building the Beis HaMikdash. So we see, whenever you have the Loshan Vayehi, it ends up being a bad thing. The Gemara now asks, really, is that true? But what about the fact that we see not like that? The Haksiv, we see it actually could be something very good. Vayehi bayom ha-shmini was on the eighth day, and this is talking about when they were setting up the Mishkan. That day was such a joyous day, like the days that heavens and earth was created. So what are you going to do with that? How do we know that's true in the first place? Because Ksiv Hachat says over here, Vayehi Bayom HaShmini, Uksiv Hasam, it says over there, Vayehi Boker Yom Echad. Like, as in, so we see that Vayhi and Vayhi, Xer Shuve over there to come and tell you that it's like the world was created. So we see Vayhi is actually something which is good. Says Gemara, no, it actually wasn't good. Shachi if not of you, no one of you ended up dying that day. We still see Vayhi is good. Vayhi, Beshmonim Shana, Rabbah Meoshana was in the 480th year. This is talking about when Shlomo Melch built the Beis HaMikdash. Vaksiv, and it says Vayi Kasher Yaakov is Rachel, when Yaakov is Rachel, which is good. Vaksiv, and it says Vayi Erev Vayivoker Yom Echad, the world was created. That was good. Ve'ika Sheni, and you have the second day. Ve'ika Shlisha, and the third day. Ve'ika Tuva, and you have more. Many times the Vayi is actually good. So why are you saying Vayi is bad? It says Gemara, Marvashi Kol Vayihi Ika Hachi Ve'ika Hachi. Whenever it's Vayihi, it could be good, it could be bad. Vayihi Bimei, whenever it says it was in the days of Eino Ela Losh and Sar, then it's actually something that's going to be bad. Chamisha Vayihi Bimei Havu, there are five Vayihi Bimeis that are bad. Vayihi Bimei Chashverosh, you know, that wasn't too good. Vayihi Bimei Shvot HaShavtim, like we said. Vayihi Bimei Amraphel. Vayihi Bimei Achaz. Vayihi Bimei Yoyakim. These are all things which ended up being really not good, going up to war, and it couldn't win. And Yoyakim is when they were being gullicized from Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash was going down. That was during that. So Vayehi Bimei is bad. Rabbi said, Davar Zeh Masaris B'Yadinim Yavosein, we have a tradition in our hands that Amutz V'Amatzia Achim Havu, Amutz and Amatzia were brothers. Rashi says, Amutz V'Amatzia, Amutz Aviv Shal Yishaya V'Amatzia Melech Yehuda. So they my Kamash Milan. So who cares? What's Psha? Why are you telling us that? So what? Kihodam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Kala Sheitznu Beis Chamia, any Kala that's Sanua by her father-in-law's house, Zochin V'Yotzin Mimeni Malachim Neviim, will have Malachim Neviim coming out of her. So we see that Malachim Neviim came out because Amotz and Amatzia came out of them, and you have Yishaya, and you have Yehuda. I'm sorry, Amos of Matzah, Amos of Shal Yishaya, the Matzah Melch Yehud, you have a king and you have a Navi. Now, where do Zochav Yotzim Menu, where do we see? Minon, where are we learning from? Mitamar, from the Yehuda and Tamar fame. It says, Vayir'el Yehuda v'chshevel zona ki chisapanea, and he saw her, this is when Yehuda is going along the way, and he saw Tamar, and he saw her, and he thought that she was a zona because she covered her face. Says the Gemara, Mishum de chisapanea v'chshevel zona because she covered her face, he thought she was a zona? No, Ella Mishum de chisapanea v'beis chamia, because she used to cover her face in her father-in-law's house, and therefore he didn't even know what she looked like. V'lo havayadala, that she was so tsanua, zachsav yasim imen malachim neviim came out of her kings and prophets. Now, malachim mi David. Where do we see this? Malachim comes from David, which was came out of Peretz. One of the kids' name was Peretz. In the Neviim, we have the Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, "Masaris b'dinim avosenu amotz v'matzia achim hayu." They were brothers. Uksiv chazon Yishayahu ben Amotz. Yishayahu was a navi who came from Amotz, and therefore we see kings and prophets come from her. Okay, Vam Rabbi Levi releases another idea. Davis Masor Bidin was saying we have a Masor in our hands. That Mukum Aron, Eno Minamida. The Aron, the place where the Aron stood in the Kodesh Kadashim, it didn't take up any space. Tami Namihachi, we saw this also in there's a throwback to Yuma. Where was this? Chafalef. Yeah, Makom Aron, in a minute, Tanya, it says, Aron Shalos Moshe, Yishlo Eser Amos Lechoruach, 10 Amos. On each side, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 amos from one side to the next. And when on either side of the Aron was 10, so that means it didn't take up any space. Then it says that the wing of one of the Kruvim was 10 amos, and the wing of the other one was 10 amos. Now, if you're going 20 by 20, then and there was only 10 amos. Again, if the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 amos across, and you have 10 amos on each side of the Aron, then Aron Gufei Chavikai, where was it? Ela Lav Shamina B'neis HaYomid. It was miraculous. Now we're going to see a bunch of ideas that when people would get, when great Rabbanim would start speaking about Megillah, they would darshan in different psukim. And we would say the following, Rav Yochanan Pasach Le'Pischa L'Hai Parsha Samehacha. When he would go and he would start learning about Esther, he would start with the following idea. He would say, V'kamti Aleihem, a pasuk in Yeshaya, V'kamti Aleihem, V'chrati L'Bavel Shem Ushar V'nin V'neched Ne'um Hashem. I'm going to rise up against them and cut off the Babylonian name, relative, offspring, and posterity, says Hashem. Shem Zeh Ksav. That's talking about Ksav. Meaning, Rashi says, Ein Lem Ksav Ela Me'uma Acher. They're not going to have Acheris. So it's come from another one. She'er. She'er means relative. Zeh Lashon. Which means that they're not going to have that language anymore, Bavel. Nin ze Malchus. Nin meaning kids, that's the Malchus. That's Migdal Bavel is going to get destroyed. Vaneched, posterity, Zuvashti. This is talking about Vashti. She's going down. He would start with saying the following. Another pasuk which is found in Isaiah. Instead of the thorn, there will be a cypress shall rise. Instead of the nettle, a myrtle shall rise. Tachas natsuts. Instead of the thorn, tachas haman. Boo. Harash. Shasa atzmo gavodazara. Meaning, it's like a gavodazara. The Sefer says, b'chol hana'atsutsim, b'chol hana'alolim, and all the thorns and all the branches. Yalav harosh, a cypress is going to come up. Zem Mordechai. Shenikar rosh l'chol habesamim. Yalav v'rosh, like the plain words, it will come a rosh al habesamim. Shenikar the pasuk says, v'ata kachach habesamim rosh mor deror. You take for the basamim, mor deror is a type of, it's called myrrh, a type of spice, pure myrrh. And we're talking about mori dachi. So we see the Mordechai is from mor deror, Mordechai, mor dachi. Tachas sirpud, instead of a nettle, tachas vashtia rusha bas benosha nevuchadnetzar. Shasaref refidas beis Hashem, who burnt down the place of Hashem, where Hashem rested. The pasuk says, refidas ozav, his resting place was gold. Yala verosh, yala hadas, hadas is going to come. Zu Esther hatsa. This is Esther, who was called Hadassah. Shenemar v'hi omin es Hadassah, and it says that he brought up, he raised Hadassah. V'hoyah l'Hashem l'Hashem, and it says that for it'll be a Shem for a name. Zumik and Megillah, that's talking about the reading of the Megillah. Laos olam lo yikares, an everlasting sign, it's not going to be cut. Elu yimei Purim, those are the days of Purim, they're going to last forever. He used to start off with the following idea when he starts saying Megillah Sasser stuff. He would say, "Vahaya kasher sasa Hashem aleichem lehiti v'eschem king yasis lahara eschem." Just like Hashem rejoiced when you did good, he's going to rejoice when in order to bring bad upon you. Lovely. Omichad yachadish baruch hu ba'palasin shereshayim. Understand? Is Hashem really happy with the downfall of Rishayim? V'oksev it says, but says. I added kitov there, sorry. Freudian slip. It says lifnei chalutz va'omrim hodu l'Hashem ki liolam chasto. They go out the army and they say, give thanks to Hashem for liolam chasto. His kindness is forever. From Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says, mepnei ma lo nemar kitov v'odazu. Why doesn't it say kitov? L'fisha ina kodesh baruch hu sameach v'amvatsan shal Rishayim. Because Hashem is not happy with the downfall of Rishayim. This is at a time when Melech Yehoshaphat went out to fight against Ammon and Givon. Anyway, point is that when they were singing praises, though, Hashem wasn't happy at the fact that they fell, so why would we be happy such a thing? Why would we say that he is happy? What's going on here? V'am Rav Yochanan, when it says in the Pasuk, V'lo karev ze el ze kol elayla, they didn't come next to each other the entire night. Talking about by Kriyas Yamsuf when we were running away and they couldn't get us. Big Shu Malach Yesharis Loma Shira. What happened was is that the Malach Yesharis wanted to say Shira over the fact that the Mitzrayim were drowning. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, my siyad le'tovim b'yav atam am shira. My handiwork is drowning, and you want to say shira? What's going on? So the question comes and asks, so what does it mean that he's going to rejoice to harm you? Amar Belazar, who ain't usas avalachir mesis? He's not going to be happy, but others are going to be happy. Rashi says, k'shishchayva kliya b'mei hamenbu, hayo oiveim smechim lehem. They're going to be happy over that. So it's going to make other people be happy. V'dekinami, you can also understand that from the pasuk, it's meduyak, d'chsev kein yasis. He's going to make others rejoice. V'lo k'siv yasis. V'lo k'siv yasus. That he's going to. Shema mina, that he himself is not happy, but other people are going to be happy at the downfall. Quickly, a few more. We have Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, pasuk lahi pischa lahi parshas me'acha. He said, la'adam shetov lefanav natsan chachma v'dasa simcha. To a man who pleases him, he has given wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Zeh, Mordechai Tzadik, let's talk about Mordechai Tzadik. V'lachote natsan inyan le'asav v'lichnos, and to the sinner he gave the, to gather in and to come together and group together. Zeh haman bu, it's like about haman. Laseis letov lefnei elokim. That we says the one who does averus lachotim, that they can pass it on to one who's going, who's good for God. Zeh Mordechai v'Esther is going to give it to them. D'chsev v'tasam Esther es Mordechai, v'tasam Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman bu. And Esther gave Mordechai a head of Haman, of everything of the house of Haman. So we see that they get good in order that it should be that it's going to end up that eventually the tzaddikim are going to get it. Last one, Rabbi Bar Ofer Pesach le'Pesach b'lahay Parshas Me'acha, he started as follows, V'samti kisi be'elim be'elam v'avadati misham melech v'sarim. I'm going to set my throne in Elam, and I'm going to destroy there the king and the prince. Melech Zuvashti, that says king, it means circumvent Vashti, Visarim and princess, Zahaman Bu, Vasaris Banav and his 10 children. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.